This week in our poll, we've been asking, do you think you and your friends talk enough about mental health? It's one of those things that's been stigmatised for so many years, but we're starting to be more and more aware of the fact that if we actually talk about this stuff and get on top of it, we can be much more resilient and happy in the long run and get on with living meaningful and enjoyable lives. I'd love to hear from you on the poll at 5mu.com.au. It's a yes or no question. And I thought, seeing as today is Are You OK Day, I'd revisit a chat that I've had with Dr. Hannah Carell, a neuropsychologist, about how to brave the topic of mental health with a friend who you think is really struggling, or how do you get help from someone if you are really struggling yourself?
It can be really tricky. You can always reach out to somebody by checking if they're okay, like, hey, how are you doing? Let's touch base. And in that, part of the reciprocal nature of friendship is that hopefully that person will also check in on how you're going. So I'm not advocating for secondary ulterior motives when you're calling out your friends, but it's a nice way to kind of just test the waters and ease yourself into asking for help if you're feeling like you're struggling a little bit, is to start the conversation around, oh, this has been a really tough time for all of us. Ask, how have you been finding it? And then they can ask you, how have you been finding it? And at that point, you'll be able to say, you know, this, I am actually really struggling. I recommend really, really highly that, you know, suffering in silence is one of the things that make our experience of COVID so much harder. So whatever you need to do to reach out to friends, whether that's in a phone call, whether that's in a text message, whether that's calling an anonymous helpline like Lifeline, which is 13 11 14, to have a chat with somebody who is anonymous and you don't have to tell them any personal information about yourself. If you're feeling a bit too embarrassed to talk to your friends, there are other ways to get support. But of course, you know, a well-worded text message that you take the time and privacy to write yourself, something like, you know, hey, I'm actually really struggling and it's hard for me to ask for help, but I think I need a little bit of help. Those kind of things can make a world of difference, because you just need that 5 minutes of strength to hit the send button on that message, and that way your family and your friends can spring into action to support you better.
Okay, so I've spoken about how to reach out for help. What about if you notice that a friend of yours is withdrawing, you know something's wrong and they're just not wanting to talk to you, or you don't know how to broach the topic and you really want to help them out?
Yeah, I find that people get a little bit apprehensive about raising issues of being concerned about their friends, because there's a fear that maybe it will open up a can of worms that you won't be able to close, that emotions will come pouring out like a waterfall and you're not going to be able to stop them in that friend, and you're not going to be able to solve the problem, so therefore what's the point of bringing it up? I think it's really important to kind of highlight, when you're a friend in need, and you probably experience this, Jenny, when you have an issue that's stressing you out, you're not actually looking for the friend to provide a solution for you. Mm. You're not looking for them to solve the problem. You're just looking for someone to sit with you in that hard period of your life and listen and hear and validate your feelings and just be there to give you a little bit of company in that space. So I suppose take the pressure off yourself to try to solve the problem. You don't have to solve COVID. You don't have to solve isolation, lockdown restrictions. You don't have to solve financial difficulties or marital problems. Just be there to listen. Just be there for them to listen, to listen to what they're saying and to bounce off their feelings and validate. You know, it sounds like this is a really, really tough time for you. You know, I can't imagine exactly what it feels like, but I think if I was in that situation, I'd feel pretty sad. How are you feeling? You know, resist the urge to solve the problem. Mm. You don't have to give them advice on how to solve the problem. In fact, that sometimes is counterproductive and can make people feel worse. Just sit there and listen. Just be there, and that can do a world of benefit and help for that person feeling that they're less alone in that space.
Yeah, I suppose also trying to remove judgment. What are some other things that maybe you should avoid when you're helping someone out, like not trying to dismiss, like saying, oh, no, it'll be fine, it's totally fine, or it's nothing?
Pollyannering.
Oh, is that
Pollyanna
the word?
There's a term called pollyannering where it's like, she'll be right and everything will work out and everything will be okay. It's like the way of saying being too dismissive. You know, everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to work out. Always look on the bright
side. It's like toxic positivity.
Toxic positivity. Yeah, that's it. And, you know, there is a time and a place for turning your mind to the future and positivity, but you don't do that straight away. You have to sit in the sadness for a little bit. You have to acknowledge the gravity and validate the presence of the sadness first. So exactly as you're saying, being patient and letting them have that space to talk it out and to express what they're feeling, feel less alone before kind of starting the conversation moving towards, right, now you need to lift your socks up, put a smile on your dial and snap out of it. You know, that's the biggest faux pas with mental health is this attitude that it's something that someone can snap out of. We don't tell people with a broken arm to snap out of their broken arm. It's very, very hard to just snap out of a pervasive chronic conditions and environment that just continues to perpetuate someone feeling really low and sad. And what we're offering that person is a few minutes to sit with them so that they're in the dark space that they're in. They're not alone in that dark space. We can't remove the dark space, but we can sit with them for a little bit in that dark space and just acknowledge that that's what they're going through at this time and that it really sucks.
Neuropsychologist Dr. Hannah Carell there. It is Are You OK Day. There are resources that are free at ruok.org.au to help you encourage people in your school and workplace and community think about who in their world might need to be asked how they're going and how to make a moment meaningful by asking, are you okay? In a crisis, of course, don't hesitate to contact Lifeline. They can help you out 24/7 on 13 11 14.